Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the CDH Conversation Podcast. My name is Zodwa Malinga, and I'm an associate in the dispute resolution practice, specializing in construction and engineering disputes.
And I am Lakin Carlos, also an associate in the dispute resolution practice, specializing in construction and engineering.
Before we get into this episode, it is worthwhile to share a brief overview of the mini-series we will be running over the next few weeks. We will be looking at claim procedures under the different standard form construction contracts. Today, we are delving into a topic that is crucial for anyone working with a new engineering contract, the NEC3. More particularly, the engineering and construction contracts, commonly known as the ECC. We will be discussing compensation events. Our main focus will be on what constitutes a compensation event and what must be done when such an event occurs.
Those who have worked with the NEC3 ECC know that compensation events are at the very heart of how change is managed. And those who have heard of the standard form may have heard of the word compensation event. But what exactly are they and why are they so important?
Let's start with the basics. The NEC3 ECC does not provide a definition for the term compensation event. However, it provides a list of circumstances which would constitute a compensation event under Clause 60.1. An inference can be drawn from this list that a compensation event is essentially an event or circumstance which, due to no fault of the contractor, affects the contractor's works.
Thank you, Zodwa. Can you further tell us what are some examples of events which would be considered compensation events?
Some of the examples of events that could be compensation events are client-instructed changes. These are changes to the works instructed by the project manager or an instruction to stop works by the project manager. A failure to provide access or information, which would be delays caused by the client not providing access to the site by the date shown in the accepted program, or a failure to provide something that ought to be provided by the date indicated in the accepted program. Unforeseen physical conditions. These could be conditions encountered on site, which are more adverse than could reasonably have been foreseen. Employer works. These are delays caused by works undertaken by the employer or others. Others include other contractors contracted by the employer to carry out works on the site. Employer risk events. These are legal challenges against the occupation or use of the site by the contractor. The parties may agree on other specific events which they would want to constitute compensation events, which should then be reflected under the Z clause. Importantly, the contract further provides for a circumstance where the employer has breached the contract, but the breach cannot be classified under any other compensation event. This breach would be a compensation event under the contract. It appears that the standard form puts emphasis on compensation events to ensure that there is proactive project management by the parties. The contract encourages both parties to identify and deal with changes as soon as they arise, rather than letting issues fester until the end of the project. Having set out the circumstances which would constitute compensation events, what does the contract require the contractor to do when such event or circumstance occurs?
Well, the first thing the contractor has to do is to notify the project manager of an event which has happened or which the contractor expects to happen as a compensation event if the contractor believes that the event is a compensation event and the project manager has not been notified of the event to the contractor. An example would be where the contractor becomes aware that another contractor contracted by the employer will not do its work within the time shown on the accepted program. If the project manager does not follow such an event, the contractor must issue a notice. Zodwa, can you tell us if there are any time frames for this contemplated delivery of notice?
Sure. The contractor must notify the project manager of an event within 8 weeks of becoming aware of the event. If the contractor fails to comply with this time frame, the contractor will not be entitled to a change in the prices, the completion date, or a key date. An exception to the time bar is where the event arose from the project manager issuing an instruction, issuing a certificate, changing an earlier decision, or correcting an assumption. What are the obligations of the project manager once the contractor has notified a compensation event like him?
The project manager decides whether the event is indeed a compensation event. Some of the considerations by the project manager may include looking into whether the event was caused by the contractor, if it has happened or expected to happen, whether it has an effect on the defined cost and completion date, and if it is one of the listed events. The project manager may decide that the project manager did not give an early warning of the event, which an experienced contractor would have given, and notifies such decision when instructing the contractor to submit a quotation. If, in this case, the project manager decides that the prices, the completion dates, or key dates must be changed, he instructs the contractors to submit quotations. So the next question arises, is the project manager's decision also subject to timeframes? Can you take us through this, Odwa?
Certainly, Lakin. The project manager notifies his decision of the event to the contractor within 1 week of the contractor's notice, or a period that is agreed by the contractor. As the process envisaged is one that is transparent and cooperative, it is contemplated that the project manager and the contractor will discuss the different ways of dealing with the compensation event. What can come out of this process?
In terms of these processes, or the process itself, the project manager can instruct the contractor to submit alternative quotations. The contractor can also submit quotations for other methods which it considers practical for dealing with the compensation event. Can you please, Zoda, tell us what do these quotations contemplated above contain?
The quotations contain proposed changes to the prices and any delay to the completion date and key date. The contractor will also include any alterations that might have to be made to the accepted program in its quotation. Timeframes are obviously a key component of the NEC-ECC. Lakin, are there any timeframes to the submission of the quotations?
Indeed, there are, Zodwa. The contractor must submit its quotation within 3 weeks of the project manager's instruction, and the project manager must reply within 2 weeks of the submission. The question that goes on further stemming from this is, what should be anticipated in the project manager's reply?
Sure. So the project manager has 4 options under the contract. It may either instruct the contractor to submit a revised quotation, accept the quotation submitted by the contractor, notify the contractor that a proposed instruction will not be given, a proposed change decision will not be made, or lastly, notify the contractor that he will be making his own assessment, which is a different procedure. The project manager can instruct the contractor to submit a revised quotation, but the project manager must provide an explanation for this instruction. Lakin, what can the contractor do when the project manager does not reply to either the notice of a compensation event or a submitted quotation?
Some of the contractor's remedies include where the project manager fails to notify his decision on a compensation event, the contractor may notify the project manager of his failure. If the project manager does not reply to the contractor within 2 weeks of the notice of its failure, the project manager's failure is treated as an acceptance that the notified event is a compensation event and an instruction to submit quotations. Further, if the project manager fails to reply, the contractor may notify the project manager of his failure. If the notice of a failure to reply to multiple quotations, the contractor must state which quotation he proposes must be accepted. If the project manager does not reply within 2 weeks of notification, the contractor's notification of a failure to reply to a submitted quotation is treated as an acceptance of the quotation by the project manager. Zora, can you tell us when a compensation event is to be implemented?
Certainly, Lakin. You have referred to 2 instances where the project manager's conduct is treated as an acceptance. That is commonly known as a deemed acceptance. A compensation event is implemented in one instance where the contractor's quotation is treated as being accepted. A second instance is where the project manager notifies the contractor of his own assessment. Lastly, it is where the project manager notifies the contractor that he accepts the quotation. To sum up, compensation events in the NEC3 are a powerful tool for managing change. They help ensure that the parties can account for events outside the contractor's control, and they encourage open and timely communication between the parties.
Thank you, Zodwa, for your very valuable insight, and thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. Please do tune in for our next podcast in the series.
Thank you.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.